AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the State of the Union address tonight, House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Trump will say he has delivered on the economy.
We're putting more money back in your pockets. We're restoring peace through strength. We're defending our border and deporting criminal illegal aliens. We're standing up for American industry and manufacturing.
The speech is likely to be a test run of the message Republicans will give to voters in November for control of Congress. In the House, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says the president is sending the wrong message.
The facts are the facts. And the fact is that his economy sucks.
McGovern says the Trump economy is not working.
I spoke with people who are working hard and getting crushed. They're paying more for food, more for rent, more for utilities, more for health care. They're struggling and they're watching Donald Trump pump the rich with more tax breaks, more giveaways to the billionaire Epstein class.
Some Democrats plan to boycott the speech. Forecasters say more snow is possible soon in the Northeast. Some places got as much as 3 feet of snow from this latest storm. Scott Freiberg lives in New York.
Just moved up here 3 years ago. It's been kind of cool. Like, I know my brother's in Boston. They're absolutely miserable. But, you know, here you got people going to Central Park or Washington Square Park and having, like, a snowball fight. Like, people kind of embrace it, which is nice.
New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani is insisting schools there will reopen. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pressuring Anthropic to give the military broader access to its artificial intelligence technology or lose its Pentagon contract. A source tells the AP Hegseth gave Anthropic CEO a Friday deadline to open its AI tech for unrestricted military use or risk losing its government contract. The former CEO of a San Francisco homeless services charity will face 9 felony charges after prosecutors say she stole more than $1.2 million in public funds meant to keep people off the streets. This is AP News. Waymo is expanding.
Waymo will begin dispatching its robo-taxis in 4 more U.S. cities to 10 major U.S. markets. The move into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando widens Waymo's early lead in autonomous driving, while rival services from Tesla and the Amazon-owned Zoox are still testing their robo-taxis. In contrast, Waymo's robo-taxis have already been providing more than 400 weekly trips even before the new expansion. Those inroads prompted investors to value Waymo at $126 billion in a recent fundraising. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French President Emmanuel Macron has accepted the resignation of the Louvre Museum's president. Laurence Descartes has been under fire in the wake of a stunning and embarrassing 8-minute-long heist of the French crown jewels in October. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.